Yeah.
I thought you liked men, not women.
You thought I liked men, not women? Oh, sir, the disappointment in your voice. I realise you have probably shouted that out with just a Salt Bay pinch of homophobia there. But you've made yourself sound incredibly fucking gay, mate. Oh, no, he's got all these stories about fucking girls. No, it doesn't matter. I'm just... I thought he might like me.
Give him something.
I like girls. Like you pretend to. Why do I laugh backwards? I mean, that is a great question. I have a theory on this. Okay, now, I can't swear to it, but you've all seen the movie Aladdin, right? And the guy rubs the lamp and the genie comes out and he grants the kid a wish. Now, obviously, the genie is from the Middle East, right? Alibaba and the 40 Thieves, it's all that kind of thing, right? So there's going to be a language barrier. I think at some point I met a genie and I got a wish. And now, there's been a mix-up in translation. And instead of being hung like a donkey, I laugh like one.
How long have you been a comedian?
How long have I been a comedian? What is it? Sorry, you're not from HMRC, are you? I've got a... I'll be super... super fucking careful here. You're gonna start dragging up cash in hand gigs. Look, you ain't seen me, right? If anyone asks, you ain't fucking seen me. I think like 25 years?
I just wondered if this was your first go.
You just wondered if this was the first go? Oh. This motherfucker thinks I don't have jokes about cripples. I don't even fucking like vegetables. Hang on, I've got a friend in as well. Where's the other guy? Huh?
You haven't got a friend.
Oh. Colleagues. Where is he?
I'm up here.
You're up there? Okay, hey, how are you? You all right? Got a mate of mine who's at the show. He's also in a chair. And if you're up for it, Robot Wars? Should we... Do you want to... He's going to fuck you up. Not that you aren't already fucked up. Battle of the Broken Toys, come on. Sorry, there's a couple of very nice ladies in the front row going, are we allowed to laugh at this? Yeah, of course you fucking are. Can you please heckle my mate Alan for pissing on my daughter's bedroom floor after a night on the lash? Mark. Alan? Alan? Hi, Alan. If you're going to do water sports with your mate's daughter, put a fucking sheet down or something. It's a disgraceful set of affairs. Did you think you were walking into the bathroom?
No, we were sleeping.
You were sleeping?
Not with his daughter.
Not with his daughter. I feel social services need to get involved. What? You were sleeping and you'd done a wee. You need to get your prostate checked. Yeah, you need to get yourself fingered, mate. There's no... Sorry, you had to hear it from me. How old are you?
53.
About the same age as me. Have you had your prostate checked recently?
No.
Right. A very nice doctor is going to finger your bum. You are not going to love it. That's the best case scenario. Worst case scenario, at 53 as you go, ooh. I feel alive. That's going to be a lot of admin. Good luck.
What's it like to pay tax?
I don't mind paying tax when, especially when our country is in such safe hands. I mean, for fuck's sake. Fucking limp dick that guy is. Every time. What's it? You did say president first, though, didn't you? So, I know you corrected yourself. I know you did. I know, it's such a shame, isn't it? I should run for prime minister. Oh, those tax rates would be low. I think I might win. I think people might get in the booth and go, fuck it, this guy's on our side. Oh, can you imagine? Place would be... They'll be yeah, we're scrapping all that. HMRC have now been locked up. What?
Why aren't you coming to Canada, forcing me to come here?
Why aren't I coming to Canada?
With this tour.
Okay. On the 2nd, 3rd, 4th and 5th of January, I played 4 hockey arenas in a country called Canada. But before 2 weeks ago, before that, I'd only been there in November, October and September of the previous year. Playing a total of 12 shows, count 'em, across the fucking country. You've come here to see me. What have you got? A carbon footprint like a fracking Wookiee? It's on the website, sir. Fucking search it before you go buying a plane ticket. Hey, Jimmy, my best mate Sam has had a horrible year. His engagement broke off, and soon after, he had a motorbike accident that nearly killed him and left him in a rehab centre for 2 months. As laughter is the best medicine, can you laugh at him for me, please? Thanks. This shouldn't be a problem. Where's Sam? Where are you, Sam?
He's in Switzerland, but he's my friend.
He's in Switzerland, but he's your friend. And is he? Should we send him a message?
Yeah, I think he's got nothing else to do, so yeah.
He's got nothing else to do? Do you want to call him? Is he there? He might answer. Well, if he answers, we'll say hello.
He's ringing.
He's ringing. Should we just leave a message? Yeah? Tell me when to start. Sam? Hi, Sam. She left you because you can't ride a bike, you fucking idiot. The hand up over there. Go on, what's...
I was wondering why you spell your name with 2 R's.
You're wondering why I spell my name with 2 R's? Hello. That's a fair question. It's the anglicised version of an Irish name. O'Coral. So at some point, my country was colonised by the British, and a lot of people change their names to sound more British. And so the I should be Seamus O'Coral, Jimmy Carr. Fine. Where are you from?
I'm from Missouri.
You're from Missouri?
America.
In America, yes. There's no other Missouris. That is the only Missouri. You don't really need to qualify it with in America. From the world. What are you doing in Milton Keynes? Your travel agent's something of a cunt, isn't he? Jesus. No. No offence to the fine city of Milton Keynes. I mean, you've got a lot of roundabouts in Milton Keynes. Have you noticed that, sir? A lot of roundabouts. They've got the roundabouts. You know why they've got a lot of roundabouts? Because the council here are at least honest. And they're saying to people that are visiting, you sure? You sure you could... Honestly, if you want to turn around, you could be back on the motorway in seconds. Are you sure? And then half a mile down the road, you sure you're sure? Because you could... There's nothing going on here. What are you doing here, my friend?
I came to see you.
You came to see me?
Yeah.
All right, the Canadian, you're off the hook. Thanks very much. Who are you here with?
My wife, Megan.
Hi, Megan. How are you? Are you from Missouri as well?
Yeah.
Okay. It was very nice to see you. Are you doing anything else while you're in the UK? I've got terrible news about my American tour and the fact I'm coming to Missouri in June.
I'll see you again.
Okay. Thank God. What do you do for a living, my friend?
Military.
Oh, you're in the military? Well, thank you for your service. What bit of the military are you in?
The Air Force.
The Air Force?
The US.
Thank you for your service. I don't know if you heard that at the back, US Air Force in. Any freedoms that you might take for granted, down to that guy putting his life on the line. Fucking great. But I like the fact he said Air Force, US Air Force. Like, just to clarify, I'm not in Al-Qaeda, don't worry about that. Fucking great, man, nice to have you here. I'll think of something to say about America. Obviously, you've got Trump, right?
Yeah, Trump.
Also, the great news, he's very, very orange, Donald. Have you ever seen him up close? It's like bright orange, he's been fucking tangoed, he's very... So technically, he is the second person of colour to become president. You are my girlfriend's crush. Pretty sure she's thought about you while we've been going at it. Her name is Lauren Knight... something. Yes, it's a stupidly long name. Also, we're here with our boss, and he doesn't know we're together. Oh, where's Lauren? Can we turn up the lights? Where's... I'll have a look at Lauren. Hi. Where are you, Lauren? I don't think she's like... She's not for everyone. But, Lauren, where are you, Lauren? Where, hi, Lauren. So, what do you do for a living, Lauren?
I work at Screwfix.
You work at Screwfix? Is that like a DIY place or a local brothel? Screwfix would be a great name for a brothel, wouldn't it? So, have you guys, and I hate to put you on the spot here, but have you ever fucked at work? Oh, she's checking with him if it's okay to say. You're not checking with him to say, oh, well, look, this is a lovely thing. Because in the papers, right, if you read the mainstream media, you will only ever see stories about sexual harassment in the workplace going badly. Sometimes you honk someone's tits and grab their pussy at work and they like it. Screwfix. The name's in the fucking title. I love it. It's lovely to have you here. Who's the guy? Who's the lucky guy? Oh, nice. Well, I hope you're very happy together. And who's the boss? Where's the boss? Don't be a dick about this, yeah? Don't be a dick about it, yeah? Sometimes he's going to have to fuck her in the disabled toilets. That's just... That phase of the relationship is probably the first 2 years absolute maximum, yeah? Just fucking look the other way. What do you think about it? It's what the disabled toilet's for, isn't it? If you're not using it, they get to fucking it. That's what that handrail's for, isn't it? That is for more exotic positioning. You don't fucking need that, you'd be fine. He's fine with it, you're good. All right. Are there lesbians? Where are the lesbians? Hello? I can't just call you the lesbians. What's your name?
Danielle.
Danielle? Yeah. All right, Danielle, I've got next level gaydar. Not only can I tell you're gay, Danielle, I can tell you're the one wearing the strap on. I'm not playing you at pool. You sound like a force to be reckoned with, Danielle. What do you do for a living, Danielle?
I'm a production operative.
A production officer?
Operative.
Operative. A production operative. Well, I know both those words, but I don't know what you do. Go on, what does that mean?
I work for a company called Smyser. I'm working with, like, leather goods. And...
You work with leather goods? Danielle, be honest with me. You heard it as soon as you said it, didn't you? I work with leather goods. Who's been a naughty girl? I was right about the strap on, wasn't I?
Now, what do you think of Bonnie Blue?
What do I think of Bonnie Blue? Have I had a stroke? I can't smell toast. I've no idea what. What, sorry?
The young girl who's just slept with 1,000 men.
The young girl that's just slept with 1,000 men? What? In how many hours?
12 hours.
12 hours. Oh, as if I was going to go. What, the full 24 hours? I'm not that impressed. Oh, 12 hours? Interesting. Well, I don't know, we're very judgy about such things. But we've all seen hot dog eating contests. It's no different. Fucking hell. All right, mate, your mum's been in the news. The show started. I'm pretty sex positive. I wouldn't judge her for that. I think it's like, I don't know, I presume she made a ton of money doing it, right? Yeah. It's a weird thing as well. I think there's an odd thing where we slut shame because of numbers. Like, okay, so imagine someone goes on honeymoon and they get fucked for 12 hours straight by their fiance, or by their husband, right, on the honeymoon. We're not judging that, right? It's all, tremendous. You had a lot of sex over that weekend. Well done. But if you have 12 hours of sex with 1,000 random guys, her cunt must be ruined. It's the fucking same. I think you should do it. You'll think about it. Do you mind me asking, madam, and I know this is a personal question, have you got kids?
Yes.
How many you got?
Two.
Oh, come on, it's a skydiver's mouth. Most of the fellas won't touch the sides. You had cesareans. Whore. Sorry, you didn't see that. That's so good. Her other half just went. That's a bit of true love right there. Was she trying to break a record?
Yes.
She got the world record. What for? Most disappointed dad. You got the most.
12 hours.
The most men for in 12 hours. Okay. Well, sorry. She broke the world record for most men in 12 hours with 1,000 men. Okay. 1,057. Okay. In second place, two. She really fucking overcorrected there, didn't she? That's not great. Oh, well. And there's some slutty-looking women in here. Why don't we ask... What's your best day? One. Business has been slow, has it? One a day, every day. That's me. Great question. Happy 18th, son. Nathaniel. Not a day goes past where I don't wonder if your mum should have swallowed you. Then I remember that would have cost £50 extra. Dad. Or am I? This is excellent. Where's Nathaniel? Where are you, Nathaniel? Where's Nathaniel?
Hi.
Your dad's a fucking legend, mate. The man that's 90% sure he's your dad is a fucking legend. What do you do, Nathaniel?
Go to college.
What, you go to college? And what's your plan for life? What are you going to do?
Go to uni.
I've got shocking news. There is life beyond that. What do you think? What do you want to be? Has this not come up before? No one's ever taken any interest. Okay, go on, what are you thinking? What are you going to study at uni, Nathaniel?
Sports science.
All right, I'll put not the brightest. kickable. Sports science, what do you want to be, a PE teacher? I know what I like, and I like kids. Well, good on you, whatever you do. Happy birthday, man.
I dare you to insult Frankie Boyle.
What, sorry?
I dare you to insult Frankie Boyle.
You dare me to insult Frankie Boyle? Why would I insult Frankie Boyle when I can see you? You look like a before photo for something. I like Frankie. We sort of started around the same time. We used to write on a show called... You remember Distraction? Does anyone remember that? I'm showing my age now. It's like 22 years ago. We used to make this crazy TV show, and Frankie was one of the writers on it. That's when I first met him. He's a fucking hilarious dude. I mean, he's quite pale. And ginger. Are there ginger people in?
Yeah.
Some offence, yeah. Right, that's fucking ginger there, isn't it? Look at that. Because if you get sunburnt by a crescent moon. Factor 50 for you, just to look in the fridge. You need a balaclava to check your iPhone. You look like an X-ray of a regular person. I remember once, like, we're having a conversation. It was like apropos of nothing. We weren't on stage. It's just a couple of us hanging around in a bar, and he went, "I fucked a homeless woman." I went, "What, Sean?" But yeah, I fucked a homeless woman. I said, "Well, what happened?" He said, "Well, I was walking past this homeless woman. I didn't have any change, and you can't just give him nothing." The fucking lunatic. Am I still fucking homeless women? Have you just come to? Have you? Yeah, of course I am, yeah. The great thing about fucking a homeless woman, drop her off anywhere. I once saw a homeless guy getting off a bus and I thought, well, how does he know it's his stop? Shout out to my bisexual missus who won't give me a threesome but got me tickets for Christmas. Cheers, Jen Jen. Where's Jen Jen? Where are you, Jen Jen?
Up here.
Up here, bet she is, yeah, right. Every hole's a goal. So, Jen Jen, are you bisexual?
Hello.
Hi. I like the northern term for bisexual. They don't say bisexual in the north, they say half rice, half chips. Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny, because, you know, I do. I go to jimmycarr.com for dates and tickets, and then, you know, I guess, buy a ticket and come and see the tour. I laugh funny, so can you. Come and see me.